Carolyn.
Sharon or Keith.
Well, they didn't know the one you gotta turn off.
Now you hear me?
There you go.
I'm gonna stand up here and do it.
Sound good
to
me. Lord,
I don't matter how
sound,
it might sound bad.
Sounds great. Bless them, Lord.
Y'all ready?
Oh, so you're gonna do yours.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Alright. Bless the Lord.
We gotta get everybody lined out here. All right.
Takes us just a minute. We have to get the old one in the middle.
It's all right.
Yep.
Now you can take me out to the graveyard. You can let somebody down. But on that first ever wretched morning, oh, come on, come on, come on out of that grave. There ain't no grave. Gonna hold my body down. There ain't no grave. Gonna hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound. Gonna get up, get up, get up out of that ground. Well, gonna run to that temple.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I like getting up. Amen.
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 Well, I thank the Lord for being here tonight.
Bless you, Sister Joy.
I thank
Joy.
Him for many blessings.
Yeah.
And he's given me new life. You know, if Jerry could be here tonight,
bless the Lord.
He would be shouting.
Yeah.
Because I got my granddaughter here. My daughter here and my grandson here.
Amen.
All right.
And I love having them here.
Bless your sister, Wayne.
And my granddaughter and her husband and two kids all joined the church a few years ago. That was his prayer every night. Say, Lord, please let him get in church before it's too late.
Bless her, bless.
And I got his sister and her husband here with me tonight.
Bless
the Lord.
Amen. Hey, praise God. Yeah.
Amen.
It's time to get in.
Amen. Stay off
with
mother.
Bless the Lord.
Mom had a little scooter accident a few weeks ago, and she's kind of banged up, and she's here with us. You know, we had three generations singing that song just a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
And the good Lord willing, we'll have four. We'll get Thomas. when he gets older, he'll be singing that song. Because we want to pass that down to all of our generations.
Amen. Bless you, Rita.
I struggled tonight with which song I wanted to sing.
Bless you.
And I had a request the other day to sing the song, so I'm going to sing it one more time. It is a beautiful song.
Yeah.
It's about Jesus, what he did for us.
Amen.
The name of it is Hallelujah.
Yeah, highest form of praise. Thank you, Lord.
Hello, Becky.
Got a few little commercials here. I'm not as good as Danny. I don't know how to do that volume thing. My fingers get all tied up.
Sell them Toyotas.
Bless the Lord. Listen to this song.
Yeah, I like it.
Giving praise to the Lord.
Yeah, Lord.
A crown of thorns placed on his head.
Thank you, Jesus.
He knew that he would soon be dead.
Thank you.
He said to me, forget me, Father, did you?
Thank you, Jesus.
They nailed him to a wooden cross, and all the world would feel the loss of Christ.
Oh my.
Bless the slain
with
thorns and spines.
tell you what, you won't get no more pure praise than that right there.
No, man, that's right.
Man. Somebody said that somebody come to the edge of the Grand Canyon, took a look, and turned around and said something big happened here. That's the way Calvary is.
That's right.
That's right.
Something big happened there.
Yes, man. Yes.
Boy, them soldiers, they might not have recognized it at the time, but after it was done, they said truly this was the Son of God. Amen. They gave witness. The ones that crucified him gave witness. The rocks gave witness.
Amen.
I'm telling you, buddy, the graves opened up. Are you talking about a witness? Preacher preached last night on being a witness for Jesus.
Yeah.
God help
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
Boy, I tell you what, I used to think I was having a good time out in the world, Patrick, but it's a pretty good place to be right here.
Amen. Amen.
I don't know what I was missing out on.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, glory. Technology and me, we don't coincide too good. I got a flip phone, that's all I'll ever have. I ain't smart enough to have a smartphone. And I'll tell you what I am smart enough to do. I know what to do right here. I'm going to turn the service over to our evangelist, Brother Charles Fishback. He brought his beautiful wife with him tonight, Vanessa. We're glad to have her. Glad to have him. And I think he got his song leader with him tonight. He may ask him to sing another song. Boy, that's a blessing last night. We're going to let Brother Charles here do whatever God bids him to do. We're glad to have him listen. You can get something tonight if you'll listen. You can get something tonight if you want something. Come on, Brother Charles. God bless you, brother. Yeah. Bless him, Lord.
I guess I better bring my Bible with me.
Amen.
Praise God. We thank God for another opportunity giving honors to him and to your pastor, Brother Wade, and to all of the leaders here in Landmark Baptist Church. We thank God for another opportunity. Just sit back and join your praise. You got
Amen.
You got such beautiful praise. You got fast praise. Amen. You got slow praise.
Amen.
You got all kind of good praise. That was a beautiful song.
Oh my.
So we're happy to be here and happy to have Brother Kenneth here with us again tonight. If he would like to, we asked him to sing another song and give me just a little bit more time. Amen. Before I come. Glad to see Brother Ricky Bowden. We fellowship with him.
Amen.
So it's a blessing to see him here. Good friend of mine, Brian Gall, and his wife. I think Brian and I used to talk several years back. I've been looking for him for the last 3 years.
Amen. Amen.
So I'm just glad to see him. Well, Brother Kenneth, got one? You want to
give us one? Bless him, Lord.
So my old back sore to see if I've been working on my wife's swimming pool all day. So this is one of the old songs we used to sing around Mount Union.
Bless him.
We need the Lord to walk with us.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Yes, bless
him. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Yeah. While I'm on my Jesus journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Walk with my mother. Come on and walk with me. You walk with my mother. Come on and walk with me. While I'm on my
journey,
I want Jesus to walk with me. You walk with my Father.
That's right.
Come on and walk with me. You walk with my Father. Come on and walk with me. While I'm on my journey.
Bless him, Lord.
I want Jesus to walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. While I'm on my Jesus journey, I want Jesus to walk with me.
Amen. Good job.
Let us pray. Dear gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for another day. We realize, Lord, that you hold all power. Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy watching over us even before our conception. Lord, you knew who we were.
Yes.
Thank you for watching over us from that time even up into this very moment. Lord, as we come before you, we pray for forgiveness for our sins.
Yes.
Ask you to strengthen us, Lord, where we're weak. Lord, we pray for the sinner tonight.
Yes.
Lord, if it's anyone here that's not saved, we pray that they might be saved
tonight. Yes.
And Lord, we pray for the backsliders. Pray that they'll come back to the fold before it's everlasting too late. And Lord, we pray for all of the saints in this country and in the world abroad. Special prayer for those that's being persecuted for thy name's sake, being killed. Lord, we thank you so much for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for this church, Lord. We thank you for their pastor. We thank you for the witness that this church has in the community. We continue to pray for them as well as our church and all the churches just represented here tonight. Pray for the church as a whole, Lord. In days like these, pray, Lord, that we'll continue to stand on that solid foundation.
Amen.
And tell the world that you still live, you still sit high, but you still look low. Lord, we praise you. Ask you to bless me tonight, Lord.
Bless
me that those hear me, that hear me might be blessed. And bless me that I might receive a blessing. Lord, when we've gone the last mile of the way, gone into a room to come out no more, pray that you receive us somewhere in your kingdom where we can praise your name forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We ask you to turn with us this evening. We thank God for last night. And we thank him for blessing us. Thank God for the spirit that was here last night. You've got a beautiful spirit in this church, upbeat, a lively spirit. I think some of that probably comes from Brother Wade, because he himself said he was a maniac. And he was not content.
I'm believing, buddy. So,
I'm kind of low-key myself. But every once in a while when the spirit gets moving,
Amen.
We can get on another level.
That's right.
I ask you to pray with us and pray for us. We're going to be coming from the Gospel of Mark tonight, the 10th chapter. Gospel of Mark.
Listen.
The 10th chapter. So good to see Sister Joanne up and knowing the challenges that she's had. I love hearing them sing that song.
Yeah.
I'm going to get up out of my grave.
Amen.
And it's been, when I first came here, I remember hearing Brother Jerry praying for his family, his daughter and his grandchildren.
Yeah.
It's such a blessing to see that they are here in church now. Amen. We thank God for that. Beginning Mark the 10th chapter, verse 46. 10th chapter Mark, verse 46. Amen. I think I'm going to come out of this cold again. And amen.
Amen.
All right.
Good morning, Mary. Good evening, Mary.
It reads as follows according to the King James Version. And they came to Jericho. And as they went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.
Oh my.
And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more, a great deal, thy son of David, have mercy on me.
Yes.
And Jesus stood still, commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way.
Amen.
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 Amen. We just want to speak for a few minutes tonight, Lord willing, on the subject, all you have to do is ask.
Amen.
This happens at a time when Jesus was just going from community to community, and he was says he came to Jericho, and Bartimaeus was sitting there on the side begging. He was a blind man, and I think that's symbolic of all of us.
Oh yeah,
amen.
Amen. We're blind.
Yeah.
And when you look at people,
bless.
We have so much pride.
Yeah, you're right.
Amen. The Bible says that pride goes before a great fall.
That's right.
And we look at our world today and everything that's going on in the world. And we're trying to find all kind of solutions, but we're doing everything but praying and asking God to help us.
Amen.
Bartimaeus, he had heard about Jesus.
Yeah, Lord.
Amen. He had heard about this Jesus of Nazareth. Amen. Perhaps he'd heard about the things that he'd done. Perhaps he had heard about the blind man that
Amen.
Had been blind from birth.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And the people wanted to know what the blind man had done, because the Jews believed if you had some kind of ailment, it was always because of some type of punishment. Even though the blind man had been blind.
Yeah.
Since birth.
Yeah.
And you know that you can't sin before you're born. But they believe that conception, and they believe that life began at conception.
Amen.
Amen. I wish we believed that.
Oh yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
We abort all kind of babies, and it's not pleasing in the eyes of God.
Amen.
And that's how blind we become as a country if we don't put God first. Amen. But they believe that life began at conception.
Good,
so they believed in sin. But Jesus said, no man has sinned, but he was there so that the works of the Lord
can be done. Lord God.
Perhaps they heard about him, and Jesus told him to go to the pool of Siloam and wash. Amen.
Yeah.
In order to receive our sight, we got to be obedient.
Amen.
Amen.
And he went and he washed, and as we know, he received his sight. Those that come to Jesus, Bartimaeus had heard who Jesus was, no doubt, but in order to be saved, you must believe that he is.
Right.
The Bible says you must believe that he is, and you must be a rewarder of him and diligently seek him.
Amen.
So we must believe that he is. And then when we want to be saved, when we want to do the will of God, it's always going to be some kind of stumbling block in the way.
Apostle
Paul said, when I would do good, evil is present.
Amen.
So as Bartimaeus, amen, he began to call on Jesus. Can't you see him sitting on the side of the road? He'd been blind all of that time. Jesus had a big crowd around him, and he tried to shut him up, but the more they tried to shut him up, the more he
that kind of guy right there.
Jesus is a God is a good God.
Yeah.
He is long suffering that I that nobody should be lost.
Amen, my child.
And so when Jesus heard him, he commanded that he came. And when he commanded that he be brought to him, he came to him, threw off his robe, and he asked him what he was. And he said, that I might receive my sight. All we got to do is ask him.
Amen.
And he says, I ask and you shall receive. Knock, the door should be open.
Amen.
And seek and you shall find. There's always some signs around that says, wise man, they still seek him.
That's right.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
To the point where we, you know, when we're children, we depend on the parents all the time. And then when we get up to a certain point, we want to walk on our own. Amen. We want to do things on our own.
Amen. Don't need no help.
We come adolescence, we think our parents don't know anything.
Amen. You're preaching now, preacher. Amen.
30, amen. We begin to realize that they knew more than what
forgot more than we'll ever know.
They know more than what we know.
Amen.
Same way with Jesus.
Yeah.
We want to get up and we want to walk on our own.
Yeah.
But we can't walk on our own. All we got to do is just sit down and have a talk with Jesus.
Amen.
Behold, I stand at the door of knock.
That's right.
If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and sup with him.
Yeah.
Amen.
I don't know about y'all, but every day, amen, if I fail to sit down and have a little talk with Jesus.
Amen,
if I fail to sit down
well spent.
Read my Bible.
Yeah.
If I fail to have a prayer and talk to the Lord, then my day is just not the same.
Right.
When I take some time,
amen,
and I start my day off right, and I started off in the book, and I started off praying, pouring out my heart to the Lord, then when I get finished, you know, spend an hour or so with him, and I feel like that I put my arm on.
Amen.
I'm ready to go out into the world.
Yeah.
All we have to do is ask him. Amen. Look, Abraham talked to him.
Yeah.
Abraham sinned just like we sinned.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Amen. But the Bible says that because he believed, it was counted as righteous. I fall short all the time. I just can't seem to get to the place that I want to get. But all I have to do is call on Jesus.
Amen, brother.
He hears and he answers prayer.
Amen.
Amen. So we just have to ask him, have a little talk with him. There's nobody in the Bible that has been perfect. Look at David.
You're right.
Amen. Look at Abraham.
Yeah.
Abraham, he lied a couple of times.
Yeah.
Amen. He lied about his wife.
His sister.
Isaac came along and did the same thing.
So it is. Followed him.
We know about Jacob. We know what his name was. He was known as a trickster.
Right.
There's nobody been perfect.
Right.
The Bible says that David was a man after God's own heart.
Yeah.
But we know David was even a murderer and an adulterer.
Right.
But David called on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And when the Lord sent Nathan to David, and he told him the story about a little man that only had
one
little ewe lamb. Amen. And another man had all kinds of sheep. And because that man took that guy's sheep and killed him rather than take him from his own fold, amen, he told David what happened, and David wanted to put him to death. Amen. And then Nathan said, David, don't hurt the man. But David says, I have sinned against God.
Sure it
is.
We don't believe in sin anymore. A lot of our churches won't stand on sin.
That's right.
We won't call sin a sin.
Amen.
Country won't call sin a sin.
Amen.
When I look at
all unrighteous
today,
sin. Amen.
Amen. I don't know about y'all, but when I look at the nation today, I look at television and I look at different things, and I see how we're promoting in our schools. We're promoting same-sex marriages,
and we're
promoting all of these things.
Right.
I don't have any ill feeling toward those people. I love them. I love them just like anybody else.
Right.
God loves the sinner.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
But he hates the sin.
Yeah.
Unless we repent.
Repent.
A lot of people don't understand it, but unless we repent from our sins, we can't be saved.
Amen.
John the Baptist came preaching, repent and be baptized.
Right.
Adam and Eve, sin.
Yeah.
And we fell from grace.
That's right. Right.
Amen.
We did.
But even then, God had a plan.
That's right.
Amen.
He told them that. He told Adam and Eve, amen, yeah, that the seed of the woman, amen, would bruise the heel of that old serpent.
Right.
God desired fellowship with us.
Right. Right.
Think about that. Amen. We have a God that created us so that we might have fellowship with Him.
That's right. Amen.
I told him at church Sunday, the best life that you can ever live is living in the will of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm like, Brother Wade, I thought I was having fun. Amen.
Amen.
Away from the Lord, and I lived in the world for a while. I was still going to church, but I was a backslider in the church.
Yeah,
to tell the truth. But there was a day that God brought me under conviction.
Amen. Amen.
I realized without Him, I could not make it.
Amen.
You know, I called on the Lord, and I said, Lord, help me, because I can't help myself.
Yeah, amen. That's right.
And there's a scripture in the Bible
where
when they came down, when they went up for the Mount, the Transfiguration, Peter, James, and John, they went up with Jesus to Mount Figuration, and they saw Moses up there, and they saw Elijah, and they saw them on each side of Jesus, and Peter wanted to make a monument with him, and he heard the voice. Jesus says, hear ye him, talking about Jesus. Yeah. After that, they came down.
Yeah.
When they came down, the other apostles had been trying to heal this young man that had a problem. And Jesus asked him, they weren't able to heal him, but Jesus asked him if he bleed. And the man said, I bleed. But he said, help my unbelief. All we have to do is ask Him.
Try.
You know, if we go to hell, it's because we love pleasure more than God.
Amen.
We love doing what we want to do.
Amen, Bertrand.
More than serving
God. You're right.
Amen.
I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not saying that I don't struggle. Amen. But one thing I know I love God.
Amen.
Than anything else.
Amen.
Even though I'm up sometimes, and even though I'm down sometimes,
I
keep calling on the Lord.
Yeah.
The Lord comes by.
Amen.
And He lets me know that I am His child.
Amen.
You know, we should never give up on the Lord.
That's right.
Because He doesn't give up on us.
That's right. So
all we got to do, though, is just,
He's a Father.
We got to ask Him.
Yeah.
We got to realize that He is God.
Yeah.
Right.
He's a holy God.
Yep.
Amen. And all of us have sinned and come short.
Amen.
But if we trust in it, amen, He will hear.
That's right.
And answer.
Sure will, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We are, you know, when you look all through the Bible, amen, you see how Moses was.
Yeah.
Amen. Moses committed murder.
Sure did.
But he went and he saw God.
Right.
And God used him.
Right.
And sent him back down into Egypt.
Yeah.
And all of that time, it was up and down with His people.
Right.
Yeah.
Moses kept looking to God.
Amen.
And God delivered.
Amen. Amen. He come out with a high hand.
Come by and tell you tonight that all you have to do is ask Him. If you trust Him, He will deliver.
Amen. Sure will.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. We felt a little weird today. Couldn't get where we wanted to get. But we came. Amen.
Amen.
We've done what we can do.
Amen.
But I know that I just asked the Lord one day.
Bless you, brother.
Amen. And he saved my soul.
Amen.
That's right. I strayed away. Amen. I was struggling in life. And I realized in my marriage, my first marriage, and I was a young married man, and I was struggling. And I remember sitting in the house, my mom's house, when we came back from college. Amen. And I was married and had a little girl, and we had one on the way. Sitting there at home, and I was sitting in the living room. Sharon knows what I'm talking about. Her and Carolyn, they helped take care of my mother, and they know all about our house. I was sitting there in the living room one day, and I was looking out that big picture window. And I was talking to the Lord.
Yeah.
And really, really didn't want to be murdered. Amen. But I was praying, and the Lord took me down the road and showed me how things was going to work out.
Yeah.
And he showed me it wasn't going to work out right.
Bless
I mean, it wasn't going to work out good. And I called on the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
And I said, Lord, help me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't help myself.
Amen. Amen.
And God began to work on me.
Amen.
From the inside.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I really didn't even realize he was working on me.
That's right, brother.
But he began to work on me from the inside out. It wasn't but a few months from that he called me to preach. I wasn't asking him to call me to preach. I wasn't asking him to call me to preach.
Yeah.
Over the next few years, God really bought me.
Bless you, brother.
Yeah. All you got to do is ask him.
That's right.
There's no excuse for failure when it comes to God.
Amen.
No matter what age you are, there's no excuse for failure.
That's right.
When you come to God.
Amen.
He said he never leave us nor forsake us.
Never.
That's right.
Well, I'm with you always. Amen, Lord.
All you have to do is ask.
Amen.
May God bless you. May he family keep
you. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you, Brother Charles. Amen. I don't know about y'all, but I like the preaching of the Word of God.
Yeah, amen. Amen. Amen.
If you're blind Bartimaeus, he could have stayed blind.
Yeah.
Like most people I know.
That's right.
Man, I was blind for 34 years.
Yeah, me too.
I thought I saw pretty good. But I will tell you one thing, buddy. A little 7-year-old boy came in the bedroom of his drunk daddy and asked his drunk daddy to go to church with him that Sunday after I'd done bragged about going to go fishing that Sunday. I just want to say this about blind Bartimaeus. I saw the real Eddie Wade when my little boy asked his drunk daddy to go to church with him that day. You see, I've been seeing what I wanted to see.
Yeah.
Some of y'all are just like me. You see what you want to see.
That's right. Amen.
What you don't want to see, you don't see.
Yeah.
Right. But I saw the real me that day, and I didn't like what I saw. I'll tell you right now, I didn't. Thank you, Sir Andy. I didn't like what I saw.
So
I'll tell you this, buddy.
Thank you.
I didn't want to go to church with my son. I'll be honest, I did. That's the funnest thing in my mind. That little 7-year-old boy, them tears dripping off his cheeks, that little old limp of quivering. I weighed about, I don't know, probably about 210 or 220 right then. I was pretty good shape back then. I've never been hit that hard in all my life.
And that's right.
I bit probably an inch of my tongue off when I told my son, of course, Daddy, go to church with you today. He went running down the hall. Mama, Mama, Daddy's going to church with me today. And I'm back here in World War III with the devil. He's saying, you done it now. Well, I'm glad I did do it. Let me just say that.
Amen.
I went to church that day with my family. They went on into church like church people do. I'm out there white knuckles on the stand wheel trying to figure out how to get out of this dilemma because I'm in over my head. I finally got out of that car and went into Bethel Baptist Church over on 104 Kentucky Street. It was a little church like this back then. That's before Eddie moved in. But anyway, nobody ever seen nothing like Eddie Wade come through them doors. I don't know how I kept them getting all of them drunk just from my breath. But that preacher come over there, Brother Ricky Prophet. He come over and shook my hand. He said, we're glad to have you. Come on in here. Did you hear Brother Charles talking about them people that's got their lives messed up?
Yeah.
He said, I love them too.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll tell you right now, they can sit on the front row. If they can stand it, they can sit on the front row.
Amen.
I'm still going to preach to them.
That's right.
You know, Jesus talked about the Word of God. You know, he said, it'll judge in the last days. The same Word that he preaches and I preach in the last days. It'll judge. You better line up with that word.
Yeah.
Don't matter. Don't return void. It's still a prosperous thing it's set to do. And I went in there that day, and I got good and lost. I mean good and lost. I might have been lost before, but I want you to know, buddy, I don't know if I was going to have some help getting out of there or not. I didn't get saved. The reason I didn't get saved, never been to church, didn't know nothing about nothing. Nothing. They singing just as I am without one plea, and I'm telling you, buddy, I'm going down for the third time. If I knew what to do, I'd have went up there. Maybe you don't know what to do. Did you hear Brother Charles? He said, you have not because you ask not.
That's
he said, just ask.
Amen.
If you feel tonight that you're missing something, maybe you feel tonight you're blind like blind Bartimaeus. Maybe you want to get on board.
That's
It ain't going to be too long, like they sung. The Lord's going to say, all aboard.
Right.
Yeah. Better be on that load, I'll tell you right now.
Right.
And I didn't know what to do. I worked with a man. He'd always try to talk to me about Jesus. I walked away from him, Brother Mitchell, while he's still talking. I let him know I didn't want to hear it.
Right.
But you know what? Brother Dean, I tried to talk to him about things he didn't want to hear about, and he walked away from me.
Yeah.
We had a mutual respect. I went looking for this man because I thought maybe he could tell me how to be saved. I knew I was lost now. You see, you can't even get lost without the help of the Lord.
Right.
The Lord got me good and lost, Brother Charles.
That's right.
I'm trying to find refuge for my soul. I go out there to R.R. Donnelly and Sons. I worked there 32 years. That's 10 acres on the roof. And I'm trying to find one man. And then people out there look like, I don't know, I mean, it's working. And I said, does anybody know where Wendell is? They said, we don't know where he's at, Eddie, we're busy. Finally, they had it up to here with Eddie asking. Somebody said, I think he's in the foreman's office, Eddie, and he was in the foreman's office. And I was in that foreman's office with Wendell Shaw in there, and they's talking about printing. And I opened up that door, and I said, look, I don't care what neither one of y'all's talking about. I said, I'm lost, I'm going to hell. I need somebody to tell me how to be saved. That foreman, Wendell both, I mean, they had the big eyes. I like to have a picture of them men. But that foreman started quoting Bible verses to me, like, you know, Romans 10:13, whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Right.
Acts 16:31, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. Even John 3:16, he quoted those verses to me. You see, until you get your eyes open, the Bible says a natural man receiveth not the things of God, neither can you know them. They're foolishness to him. But I will tell you this, it did plant some seed.
Yeah.
Wendell said, Eddie, I want us to leave right now. Buddy, I'm ready to do anything. I mean, I don't care what he said, I'd have done it. We walked outside that foreman's office, between the foreman's office and the bathroom door in the hallway, people brushing our shoulders on both sides. Wendell Shaw said the most profound thing I've ever heard in my life. Brother Rick, he said, Jesus loves you, Eddie. He said, Eddie, Jesus wants to save you. He said, he's just waiting for you to ask him to do it.
Right.
You know what he told me, Brother Kenneth? He said, let me give you an illustration. He said, your little boy done something wrong. He come to you and said, Daddy, I'm sorry. He said, Eddie, what are you going to do? I said, well, I'm going to forgive him. One day he said, same way with God.
Right. Amen. That's right.
You know what? I'll just tell you this. Faith sprung up. Brother Charles mentioned about the man that had the boy had the devil in it. And the disciples couldn't cast it out. Jesus asked him if he believed that he could cast that devil out. And the man said, yes, Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. My pastor said, you want to help somebody's unbelief? He said, he cast that devil out. I said, I'd help anybody's unbelief. But anyway, I had faith right there to get saved.
Yeah,
but I had never, would you preach on asking? I had never asked for it, but I had the faith for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm ready to get saved. All I got to do is ask.
Yeah. Right.
I already got the faith. So I drove home, Joanne, like a wild man. I mean, I couldn't wait to get home. 9,000 head in the road, right there at the Barron McEvoy County line. I went back to the back bedroom.
Lord.
I shut that door, Brother Mitchell. I went there.
Amen.
Man, I never praised my wife. I mean, I remember me and Mama now lay me down to sleep, pray the Lord my soul to keep. I should die before I wait, pray the Lord my soul to take. I mean, that's all I ever knew was that little prayer right there. I went back there and I fell down that bedside seat. You know what I said? I said, dear Lord, somebody told me you loved me.
Yeah.
I said, dear Lord, somebody told me that if I'd ask you, you'd forgive me my sin and you'd save my soul.
Right.
Rick, I said, Lord, the best way I know how, right here, right now, I'm asking you to save me. And lo and behold, to my amazement, and the amazement of everybody else, oh, anyway, got saved.
Hey,
all right. Yeah, my mama called me fanatic. It's still true. But I even went over and looked in the mirror. I thought, you know, I was going to have a halo or something. I mean, man, it sure is good to be saved. I wish I could go do it again.
Yeah,
Rick said he had to go somewhere else. But anyway, hey, I looked in that mirror. What that mirror could not show, I could not hide. I mean, the people I worked with, buddy, I'm telling you, they thought I had AIDS or something. I mean, what happened to him? I ain't cussing no more. I ain't doing like it did before.
All right, man.
You see, that storm was gone. There's a great calm in my soul.
Yeah.
I wasn't mad at everybody no more. I didn't want to whoop everybody no more, Eric.
Yeah.
I was kind of fun to be around. Man, I started singing, started enjoying the things of God. Man, I'm telling you, everybody got looking better just because Jesus opened my eyes.
Amen. That's right.
What he wanted me to be all alone. 34 years old when I got saved, and this past week on a Wednesday, the 27th of April last week, was my 34-year anniversary.
Yeah.
I bought a book. Amen. I have actually lived more for the Lord now than I did for old self and sin and Satan. And I'll tell you, the Bible said in Psalm 34, verse 8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Don't knock it till you try it. Amen. I got the buffet line, and I'm still in the buffet line. Hallelujah. Greatest thing I know is be born again saved. And know you're saved.
Yeah.
Not tossed to and fro wherever one a doctor. But I'm talking about, buddy, you got it. Amen. And everybody knows you got it.
Yeah.
He talked about spending time with God. Moses spent some time up on that mountain. He come down, he looked like a light bulb. Had to put a veil over his face. That's what we need. I'm
going to
shut up.
That's all right.
Listen, all right. Maybe you're here tonight.
That's all right.
Just like Brian Bartimaeus.
Yeah, that's right.
Jesus is passing by.
Yeah, he is.
You'd like to have some help.
He's there.
Just like he said, you have not because you ask not.
Yeah, right. The
Bible said in Psalms 34, verse 6, Psalms 46, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. You can get some help tonight if you want some.
Amen.
All right, Brother Jerry, come get us a song. I'll shut up. Now I got to turn it off.
That's all right. That's all right.
Let it go. Double heaven tonight, amen. I like the message, though. I'm glad I got my eyes open. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Number 114. Can you stand, please? If you need to come forward, Brother Charles and I, here's Brother Sammy, we got Brother Rick. I don't know how many preachers we got here tonight, but we got a few.
Amen.
We'll help you.
Amen.
We can't pray for you, we can pray with you.
Amen. Yeah, that's right.
Sister Sharon's going to sing a song. Y'all go ahead and be seated. We just want the Lord to have the preeminence.
Yeah.
This song she's going to sing is a blessing. It's a true song. I need you.
Amen.
You know, we go through life, and you never live till you met Jesus.
Amen.
He came to give us life that we might have it more abundantly. John 10:10. The thief cometh before to steal, kill, and destroy. Don't let the devil rob you out of God's blessing. Hey, I'm telling you, buddy, he'll load your wagon now.
I'd like to say I love the Lord tonight.
Amen.
I thank him for my salvation.
Yeah.
Thank him for this man getting up there preaching every night.
Amen.
You know, I've got more years behind me now than I'm going to have in front of me. But you know what? That's okay. I got my house in order. And he can come tonight if he wants to. I'm ready. I got my suitcase packed. I'm ready to go. So if he shows up tonight, I'm out of here.
Amen.
But I need y'all to pray for me. It's pretty hard for me to come here and hurt land up on the hill behind me.
Amen, brother. We do pray for you, but we will here in a second.
Yeah.
Amen. Is that thing turned on, Sharon?
Yeah, she's just...
Oh, wow.
I've got to connect back up.
No, I'm talking about the mic. Is it on?
Is your mic on?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
There we go. We got power now.
I'm a low-tech man and a high-tech
man. I just want to say
same here, brother.
And I'm glad everybody came out to be with us.
Yes.
You know, you're always invited here if you want to come.
Bless
the Lord, or the merrier, the more that we can serve the
Bless
Lord.
Bless you, Sharon. Amen.
But I just felt like that the Lord needed me to sing this song, you know.
So what?
If Rita can get it up for me.
Bless
and you never put off today what you was going to do. I thought, well, I'll wait tomorrow. But I thought,
Bless
well,
you.
Something was telling me to do it tonight.
Bless you, Sharon.
Amen.
I need you. I need you.
He may come by and get you when he gets me.
Hey, man.
He may be here tonight and get us. We don't know.
That's right, Sister right. Sharon. We don't know what day is going to bring.
No, that's right. Just do like I do, Sharon. I wake up every morning and I say, well, you didn't come get me tonight, Lord, but, you know, I'll just start a new day out, I guess. I thank you for one more day on this.
Amen, Saturday. Bro. That's what I do. I say thank you for another day.
Yeah, that's
Amen.
It.
Every morning. Bless them, Lord.
The older I get, the more homesick I get. I tell you yeah. what, boy. My goodness.
Hey, man.
Oh, that was in Indiana.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
28 last night.
Yeah.
28
views last
night. Okay.
Hey, man.
Well, I
forget to do that. And I
Wing
it.
One it goes along.
Beaver Dam, huh?
Got it?
Bless him. Lord, I come.
Wing it. Oh, Lord, I need you. Yeah. Wing it, Sharon. You can do it.
Well, since she can't find it, I'll put it on the list for tomorrow night, but I've got another one that I can do.
Get over to the piano and do that one at Lee like. That's a good song, what?
Lord, I need you.
No.
God for the touch of God.
He touched me.
Yeah.
Oh, he touched me.
Woo.
And
met this blessed Savior.
What a meeting.
Since he cleansed and made me whole.
What a cleansing.
I shall never cease to praise him.
That's right.
I shall
yeah.